you look at the numbers, moles are kind of an endangered species. Well, if not an endangered species, a threatened species. In a Time magazine article, analysts said that in just 5 years, one out of every four moles in the country could be shuttered. Are moles so 1990s? Well, the mall in Messina was bumping in the 1990s. The big factories were still open. People had a lot of money to spend. Messina's mall has been on a major downward trend since. But here's the twist. The community is trying to save the mall. Not with big national brands and new department stores. That's not happening. How Messina's mall is trying to go local on today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, December 11th. First up, a town supervisor race in Clinton County has finally been decided a month after Election Day by one vote. A judge had to certify Democrat Sam Dyer the winner. That after Republican Norm Davis appeared to have won on election night. Some of the ballots were marked up strangely and had to be voided. But now there's a new twist. Davis, the Republican, is appealing the decision. Zach Hirsch, our reporter in Plattsburgh, has more on the crazy twists and turns in this race, and you can find out more at ncpr.org. This holiday shopping season got off to a rocky start in Messina. This month, the town learned that a major grocery store was shutting down, and one of the last department stores left in its St. Lawrence Center Mall also shutting down. The mall has become a symbol of everything that's gone wrong in Messina. General Motors and Reynolds closing down, Alcoa downsizing. Stores have been leaving the mall for years now. But over the last few months, a handful of new shops have moved in, owned by local people who are fighting to keep Messina's mall alive. Lauren Rosenthal reports.
I've been dropping in on the St. Lawrence Center Mall for months now, and usually it's a ghost town. I might see a few people clustered in the JCPenney, but never anything like this. It's a Saturday afternoon in early December, and young families are lined up around the corner to meet Santa Claus. Older couples are walking the halls, peeking into new storefronts.
We were surprised because when we first moved in, you could have rolled a bowling ball down the center of the mall and not hit a soul, ever.
That's Pat McCowan, one of the co-founders of the North Country Showcase. It's basically a co-op for local art, funded by lots of small local investors. Since they opened their shop in the mall last summer, close to 90 crafters have signed on to sell their work.
Bowls and cups and quilts and mittens.
Then came the rustic porch swings and chainsaw carvings of bears. McCowan says the store quickly ran out of space and moved into a huge showroom at the center of the mall.
We have one employee, the rest of us still volunteer. And we're not young chickens, so things happen to us and we're sidelined and then we come back. And we believe that we're creating an economic development climate.
That's something Messina used to get from factories and multinational corporations. Their workers spent tons of money in this mall. Now, most of those jobs are gone, and people are realizing the big factories probably aren't coming back. Customers Steve and Robin Boutot say it took a long time to accept that.
You can't just snap a finger and bring another big, huge manufacturing business back into the locale. You got to plug away at 100
jobs.
Businesses, 50 job businesses, 20 job.
It's taking
exactly.
Little steps.
Yes, we do.
And I think this North Country Showcase is one of those steps.
Small, locally owned shops are everywhere in the mall these days. Lenny Nesbitt recently took an empty Sears store and turned it into a winter wonderland. I notice a globe suspended from the ceiling, wrapped in a holiday wreath.
This is wild.
Christmas around the world. A wreath around the earth. Where do we come up with the ideas, right?
Nesbitt has projects in three storefronts throughout the mall. He's one of its biggest supporters and says he's been feeling hopeful ever since a real estate firm purchased the entire property last winter.
The parking lot is fully lit now. You know, the halls are all relit. And these were things that were just to the wayside with the last company. I think if we say over the next 5 years, if we can just keep making improvements, I think that we'll see a good drive in the economy here.
But not every shopkeeper can wait that long. Once the Christmas season ends, traffic in the mall is going to go back to normal. Amanda and Scott Earle told me they drove about an hour with their infant daughter this month to visit the mall for one reason only.
We didn't know what was open, what stores were here at all. We only knew that Santa was here. That's just about it.
Yeah. And I kept saying, what a sad mall. Like, I know it's going to be a lot of closed stores.
Until there's a Target or a Marshalls, the Earls say they won't have a reason to come back. Most malls still rely on big stores to pull in customers. That way, there's someone there to visit the smaller shops. St. Lawrence Center doesn't have those anchor stores. If the mall did go under, Nesbitt says people like him would probably be fine.
Oh, boy. It wouldn't affect my business because I'm an event planner and a lot of my business is outside the mall. Emotionally, it would be very hard to say goodbye to this place. It's like home to us. It's like home to our family. We're a local business and we're in the mall, so it's our home.
It's a major reversal that St. Lawrence Center could look and feel less like suburban sprawl and more like the heart of a town. Lauren Rosenthal, North Country Public Radio, Messina.
We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.